You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
And we're back. As you may have heard, Laura, it's Māori Language Week. Tilki o te reo Māori.
I did.
There you go. And so for this, we sort of did, I did the history of the week, or as it started out as the day in 1972. So the day was originally the 14th of September, which is tomorrow. And then at some point, it was sort of unclear exactly when, I think somewhere in the 80s, 90s, it got expanded into the full week. But if you want to be a traditionalist, tomorrow is the day. So for this, I found an old clip on Ngā Taonga, which is this great sort of online archive source of all this old New Zealand stuff, which is great. Look it up. This first report is by Hoane Ropata, which is really on the first day of first celebration of Māori Language Day, and really like the context in which it emerged.
Tēnā koutou e ngā reo, e ngā mana, e ngā karangatanga katoa o ngā mautere. Ko tēnei o Hoane Taurangi Ropata, e mihi atu nei ki a koutou I tēnei pō. Nō reira, tēnā koutou me o koutou aitua o koutou mate. Haere ngā aitua, haere ngā mate. Ki ora tātou katoa. Ko te rā o te reo Māori, te kaupapa o tēnei wāhi o te reo rirangi. National Māori Language Day.
Well, to me, Māori tanga is the term applied to the state or condition of being a complete Māori. It's as simple as that. And I think today the essentials are a Māori whakapapa, a proficiency in spoken Māori, and an awareness of the heritage of culture in art, song, and so on, handed down from our forebears. Proficiency in the language sets you apart from other races. A race with a language, which is used, is a race with a soul.
Ko taua wā, I muri mai pēa I te pakanga tuatai. E kōrero ana ngā kai arataki o tērā wā me ngā mōrehu pakeke. Kia kaha ta Māori ki te pupuri tana Māorita. Nara, tana mana Māori, tōna Māori me ngā o Hāki. Ala ngā taonga tuku iho ngā tipuna. Nā ki tāku nei te tiro. He nui ngā rerenga o te Māori tangani. Ona āhuatanga katoa e a te noho a te tangata, a te pakeke, a te tamaiti, a ngā kaumātua, a ngā tamariki e pakupaku, ngā tāne, ngā wāhine. I rote te ao hōne. Engari, ko te ngako o te kōrero ki tāku nei te tiro. Ko te reo tonu, ko te reo tapu o tātou, tīpuna, koe nei te tingako, koe nei te taonga tūturu o te Māori tangane.
Māori tanga, are those qualities, those innate qualities instilled in me from birth. Pride of race, pride of language, pride of cultural traditions, and pride of country. All these things, I think, help to make up what you term Māori tanga.
Welcome, O distinguished visitors. Welcome, O distant visitors. We warmly extend a welcome to you on this marae, or courtyard. Welcome to New Zealand. It was the Treaty of Waitangi signed in the year 1840, that brought European and Maori together, and today they exist as one people. One of the early discoverers of the land, a man named Captain Cook, set eyes first on these shores in Gisborne here, and then when the Maori saw this wonderful being, a European, he said, "Fancy, fancy, a colourless person."
Those speakers in respective order were Mr. Ted Napier, the pioneer lecturer of the Maori language at Wellington Teachers Training College, and well-known announcer for the Sunday evening Te Reo o te Māori program. Mr. Corda Dews, senior lecturer of the Māori language at Victoria University and a personality throughout Māoridom. Ms. Paia Ruha, a Māori teacher for the Correspondence School. And the late Kanitaua OBE, who was one of the most respected Māori elders throughout the land. Each expounded a firm message appropriate for National Māori Language Day, which was held on Thursday the 14th of September and organised by the New Zealand Federation of Māori Students and other affiliated groups. The most active areas for that day were Auckland, Hamilton, Wellington and Christchurch. In Hamilton, a conference was the highlight of the local activities. Many people took the opportunity to speak, and those included William Honui, Father Haring, Mr. Richard Beaton, through Sam Karetu, and other prominent leaders, both Māori and Pākehā.
And that was a report on the first Māori Language Day, later turned into Māori Language Week. And of course, that was only really the start of it. People soon realised, well, you can have the day or you like, but you really have to have a sort of infrastructure there to teach people this stuff. A big part of this was Kahangareo, which still exists today as the sort of the country's like premier Māori language and sort of cultural organisation. And it is interesting how language, it didn't really become a big sort of culture wars issue in a sort of national v Labour sort of way. There was a clip which we had to cut out because of time, but Muldoon was quite supportive of Kahangareo or the language movement in general. But there was still obviously some pushback from this, really within the sort of institutions of New Zealand itself, the existing sort of Pākehā institutions. There was the famous case from 1984 where a woman who was working for, I believe, the tolls department, which I'm not quite sure what that is, must be something that's gone away now, but she would answer the phone by saying kia ora, and she was really got in trouble for that, but luckily managed to keep her job.
Kia ora. Two small words in the Māori language, but at the Auckland Toll Exchange and within the post office, they're creating a big fuss. An Auckland toll operator uses kia ora to greet callers, but the post office says it goes against official policy and the woman's been reprimanded. Carol Greensmith reports.
The post office says the official reply of toll operators should be tolls here, with no greeting at all, and the reason is to save time because toll operators are busy people. However, that doesn't appear to be what happens in practice. A check revealed that 9 out of 10 operators say good morning, good afternoon, evening or whatever, words which have a lot more syllables than kia ora. When I suggested to a toll operator that she was wasting time by saying good afternoon, she argued the point and said it was the style she'd just learnt at a training seminar. And other toll staff I spoke to told me they thought the simple tolls here was too blunt. Nida Povey, who's at the centre of the issue, says there doesn't seem to be any problem with toll operators who say good morning, only with her kia ora, and she's at a loss to know why.
I find it very hard to understand why I should have to defend a salutation of this country to fellow New Zealanders, to fellow countrymen. I have nothing against good morning or good day or hello. Kia ora is me, part of me.
And Mrs. Povey's use of kia ora has been strongly defended by both the New Zealand Māori Council and the Māori Women's Welfare League. President Georgina Kirby says she's saddened at the response of the Postmaster General Rob Talbot, who said he likes the use of kia ora, but not by toll operators. Mrs. Kirby says she finds it a warm, personal greeting, and one she has often encountered on Air New Zealand. And Māori Council Chairman Sir Graham Latimer says using kia ora in New Zealand is a darn good idea. He says it's our equivalent of aloha in Hawaii, or bonjour in France, a national greeting with a special New Zealand flavour. Mrs. Povey says she's had no complaints from the public, and the post office has told her that it hasn't had any either. She says although she's been wrapped over the knuckles about using kia ora, there's no official action, and she's still working on tolls, having come off night shift at 7 o'clock this morning. and she says she won't stop saying kia ora.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.